begged behind his castle guard. Diamonds and pearls, emeralds and gold, he bathed in the riches only he could know. But with time came age, his health in decline, the fate of his legacy left to the tide. So he ran to his queen and demanded a child, planted his seed, then he cast her aside. Several moons later she bore him a son, but died just to give him his own flesh and blood. Ooh, ooh. The son grew like wheat, he soon was 18. He ventured outside of the castle to see. The faces so gaunt, the dead in the street, they cried out for help but nobody could hear. Deep down inside him something had stirred. He laughed at the ruins his father incurred. Fire in his veins, he stormed back to the throne, stared down the king with a rage still unknown. The father decreed the new rule of law, his son to be banished outside of the walls. So the son had a plan, and his heart was convinced there'd never be room for both king and a prince. He rallied the people and charged through the gate, shield in one hand but the other a blade. With one fell swoop his own father deposed, he sat on the throne and adorned his new crown. A king living carefree.